Just so nobody gets too excited, this doesn't change the substance of Senator Pappas's bill. It just conforms to what we actually did. So, Mr. Nauman, do you want to present the language you would like to have us adopt?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, on page 11 of the SES 0778-CE1, that's the committee engrossment that was handed out and to which all subsequent amendments will be drawn. I'm on page 11, line 25. And if it's the committee's pleasure, the appropriate appropriations should be to strike $1,106,000 and replace it with $1,010,000. Strike 917 on the same line and replace with 890. On line 27, strike 2649, 2.649 million, and replace with 2.504 million. And the last change would be on that same line, strike 1,571,000 and replace with 1,426,000.
Okay, so Senator Pappas moves the language.
Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Senator Fischbach?
Mr. Chair, can Mr. Nauman maybe just tell me where on here I find the numbers that should go there?
Mr. Chair, Senator Pappas, you won't.
Senator Fischbach.
I'm sorry. Senator Fischbach, as is the case in human services, in many occasions you appropriate the higher amount and you get back federal funds and net to a number. So the spreadsheet that you have in front of you nets out to the appropriate fiscal effect general fund, but we have to appropriate these higher amounts, and then we'll get federal funds back. So these are the appropriate numbers that should be appropriated on a gross level, and the net numbers are what's on the spreadsheet.
So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Nauman, we're drawing down federal funds?
Mr. Chair and Senator Fischbach, indeed we are. And you can see some of that in the fiscal notes. If you want to go back and track through some of that, I can walk you through that. I promised the Chair this was truly technical, but I had forgotten about that part of it. If you give me just a moment.
He promised, Senator Fischbach.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
He did promise me.
That it was pure technical. Well, I was just curious why the numbers, Mr. Chair, weren't matching up and... That's why.
So, Mr. Nauman.
So, Mr. Chair and Senator Fischbach, if you pull out the A95 amendment or the fiscal note for the A95, it might help to see that if you look on the front page, these numbers aren't going to crosswalk directly to what we have in the bill because of some of the changes. But you'll note that the general fund expenditures for 14 are 1.8, but the net cost is 1.3, and that's due to the FFP federal reimbursement calculations that they do frequently in the human services accounts. So we're just making the same sort of adjustment or changes that were done in the subsequent amendment or the previous amendments.
And Mr. Chair, Mr. Nauman, I'm not even going to mention that I don't believe the fiscal notes are still here since this is what you told us to keep. And so, Mr. Chair, Mr. Nauman, I'm going to trust you on this one because we're just changing some numbers. So,
all right. So Senator Pappas moves the language, the numbers as recommended by Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Nino.
For Mr. Nauman. So if I understand correctly, this is a technical change in the bill, but the net effect of the bill is that we need to appropriate these larger numbers so that we can draw down additional federal funds to net out to what's on this fiscal spreadsheet, I'll call it.
Mr. Chair, Senator Nino, that's entirely correct.
And Mr. Chair, so then would it be technically correct to say that, at least in isolation, this is going to increase the federal deficit a little bit?
Mr. Chair and Senator Nino, you can't ask fiscal staff to answer that question. There's
Fair
many
enough,
things
Mr.
that
Chair.
Can happen
Fair
in
enough,
sequestration and various calculations at the federal level that will dictate the overall size of the federal deficit.
All right. Is there further discussion on Senator Pappas's motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And members, before we get into further discussion, Senator Anderson had asked me about this when we were in session, there was a provider, Ms. Holly Seville, who was not able to present testimony but has presented written testimony to us, which should have been distributed to all the members. So Senator Anderson has asked me to make sure I bring that to the attention of everyone. So,
Chairman, as long as we're drawing people to the attention of everyone, I did pass out an article that was in the Star Tribune yesterday by two providers.
Yes, and that was distributed earlier this morning. All right, we recessed. We were in the middle, maybe not the middle, of committee debate amendments. We had Senator Westrom's amendment was our last action. Is there further discussion on Senate File 778? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Pappas, we heard testimony earlier this morning that referenced a child care union that already exists, and I wasn't aware of that myself and had not been on any committees where this has come through before. In your mind, is that accurate? And what about that union isn't meeting the needs that you see? That brought this bill forward, do you think?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Peterson, it's my understanding that until we authorize them through PELRA, they do not have the right to organize and become the exclusive representative of a union that may be in formation. So that's what we would have to do. That would precipitate the election, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Senator Nino. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Pappas, along that same line, is there anything that legally would prevent the union from trying to achieve the same ends, even though they're not the, quote, exclusive representative? But if these members all voluntarily join, is there anything to prevent the union from making those same kinds of efforts on their behalf?
Mr. Chairman, that would be similar to an association that might exist. And certainly those associations, if people want to belong to those associations, I think that's great. But it is a different structure and a different role model, a different model of organizing than a union.
Senator Nino.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Pappas, I'll just make the comment and you can respond if you want. But quite frankly, that might be a better model for these individuals because they are not bargaining with an employer. The legislature sets this budget, sets these rates. They need a lobbyist. They don't need someone to bargain for them.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that is fine. That may be your opinion. I disagree.
Further discussion on Senate File 778. Seeing no further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Senate File 778 as amended be recommended to pass.
Roll call, please.
Okay. Roll call has been requested. Yeah, we members from the bonding committee. I think we have Senator Stump, Senator Miller. I think they had requested that they
have to be sent for.
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine.
And members, a little bit of a break in the action as we wait for members to come. This shouldn't take a long time. It was on the agenda for this morning. Senator Lori has a bill, which, Senator Lori, I believe is not a complicated bill.
No, it's
that
not.
You'd requested.
It got moved till tomorrow. Let me, I'll be back for the vote. Let me see if I can get people gathered again.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Fishbach.
Mr. Chair, do you think it's once you've posted something for tomorrow to change it to today? And I mean,
well, this,
I just got to wonder if that's because you're giving like 12 hours notice and moving things around.
Senator Fishbach, in this case, remember, we recessed the committee. We didn't adjourn the committee. And the Senator Lori's bill was on the agenda for this morning.
And then you reposted, Mr. Chair.
As Ms. Kaplan's indicating, we have to repost it because of audio considerations or however, but there's no question it was posted.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Sir Lori, you're suggesting? Okay, Sir Lori's indicated he's willing to do it tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, it may appear as though I'm trying to be difficult, but I'm just very concerned about the fact that we put these notices out, the public, that's where they get their information. They're not here sitting in the room.
I agree. In this instance, Commissioner Lawyer had talked to me a little bit earlier, did not feel that this was an issue that would draw a lot of public attention, number one. Number two, it was on the agenda for this morning. Number three, we recessed this morning. We didn't adjourn. So we could have continued with the rest of the agenda from this morning.
Mr. Chair, that may technically be correct, but I also think that when we do these things, we have some obligation to the public to let them know what's going on. And I, as a matter of fact, someone in the hallway asked me, and I showed them the agenda that was printed and set on our desk.
In any event, Senator Lurie indicated.
I just indicated we're going tomorrow with my bill, although it's a...
And Mr. Chair, Senator Lurie, I was talking to Senator Cohen about the concerns that I have about how we are having things posted, and this was just one example.
Duly noted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Again, we have a roll call requested. All right. Oops. It's worse. All right. Senator Stumpf had expressed some interest. I don't know if he was... And Senator Westrum is.
Pardon? He's finding his way over.
Anybody have you have anything to say?
Sure. We'll get lots done. Yeah.
Mr. Chair. Sarah Sieben.
Mr. Chair, we were just discussing passenger rail in the bonding committee. I believe that's obviously Senator Stumpf is chairing that committee.
Mr. Chairman,
he's on his way down. Senator Thomas,
I'd like to point out, I think you have more power than I do because this feels like it has air conditioning in it. And my committee room didn't have any air conditioning. It was very, very hot.
That's too much.
Mr. Chair, a legitimate question. we have legacy coming up. You and I talked about it. Is that going to be something real soon? Or?
Well, hopefully in the next couple of days. I'll talk to members of the subcommittee, and I expect maybe we'll have a full committee meeting soon. Senator Nino?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I was trying to fill some dead air for you earlier, but I couldn't get recognized.
We're ready. I'm bringing my motion.
I just was going to say, Mr. Chair, that I really did have 26 amendments sitting in front of me. I'm not going to offer them tonight. Staff has sequestered them and said they'd maybe be more appropriate for the next stop. But it wasn't a bluff. They do exist.
Sequestration. No, I know they bluff. I know that's not a bluff because they were sitting behind me. So they were spread throughout the committee room.
Chairman, I think all the members are here.
I think so.
We have everybody. Oh, Senator Stumpf is here. Okay. Senator Westrum, Senator Miller.
Senator Miller.
Well. Okay. Not hearing any response to that. The request is for a roll call vote. I'm not sure who made the motion. Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Senator Westrum, I think, was at the bonding.
He was with our.
They said he's on his way.
So. Is he? Okay.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Miller's just indicated that he's on his way, too.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, but now Senator Newman's leaving.
I'm moving target.
But now you've marked him, Mr. Chair. He won't go far.
Mm-hmm.
make the baby cry.
Josh, what time do we meet tomorrow? 8:30?
Not on me.
Okay. A.M.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the flowers. First shift.
And then I have to intend just to go all day. See, that threw off horrible.
I mean, just this way. No, staying out late, too.
Okay. I think we're all here. So, Senator Westrum, Senator Miller, Senator Stumpf, there was a motion by, I think, Senator Peterson, or Senator Pappas has moved that Senate File 778 as amended be recommended pass. That was not Senator Peterson's motion. I think it was Senator Peterson who requested a roll call. Clerk will take the roll. Chairman votes yes.
Anderson.
No.
Bonoff.
Yeah.
No.
Champion.
Pass.
Dibble.
Yes.
Fishbach.
No.
Goodwin.
Pass.
Ingebrigtsen.
Pass.
Latz.
Yes.
Limmer.
No.
Lori.
Yes.
Miller.
No.
Newman.
No.
Nino.
No.
Pappas.
Yes.
Peterson.
No.
Saxog.
Yes.
Sieben.
Yes.
Stumpf.
Yes.
Tomasoni.
Yes.
Westrum.
Pass.
Uyghur.
Yes.
Champion.
Pass.
Goodwin.
Pass.
Ingebrigtsen.
No.
Westrum. Champion.
Yes.
Goodwin.
No.
All right. On a vote of 11-11, the motion fails. And committee is adjourned until 8:30 tomorrow.